Stay tuned for the Power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the Power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us as we worship Him in song and prayer and in the Word of God. Just have a time of fellowship in His presence. Let's begin our service with singing now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you in Jesus' name. And again, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. We've been coming to you for a long time, and Jesus will tarry and the funds will come in. We intend to continue coming to you. When the Lord calls you and gives you a mission and a vision, He doesn't ever put a stop on the end of it. Go into all the world and preach the gospel was the message in the beginning, and it's still the clarion call that goes forth. Going to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast, Psalms 118, verse 29, He says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." Again, wonderful words of life from the Word of God. I've seen the time when just a few words from a scripture verse, such as that one I just read, was the thing that I needed to get me through the day. There's food and there's nourishment and there's energy and excitement and fulfillment in every word in the Word of God. Well, let's have a great time, and by the time we come to an end, we want you to know that you've been in the presence of the Lord. We want to praise Him with all of our hearts and put all of our soul into this time of worship, and we want the Lord to know that we have blessed Him with all of our heart and our soul. Let's take a Melodies of Praise hymnal. Go to page 224. Sing with us on our Lord's return to earth again. It's going to happen, folks. Let's get ready. I am watching for the coming of the glad millennial day, when our blessed Lord shall come and catch His waiting bride away. Oh, my heart is filled with rapture as I labor, watch, and pray. For our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound, 1,000 years we'll have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Jesus coming back will be the answer to our sorrowing cry. For the knowledge of the Lord shall fill the earth and sea and sky. God shall take away all sickness, and our sufferer's tears will dry. When our Savior shall come back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound, 1,000 years we'll have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Yes, the ransomed of the Lord shall come to Zion then with joy, And in all his holy mountain, nothing hurts or shall destroy. Perfect peace shall reign in every heart and love without alloy. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Hallelujah. Well, he's coming, let's be ready. Then the sin and sorrow, pain and death of this dark world shall cease in a glorious reign with Jesus of a thousand years of peace. All the earth is groaning, crying for that day of sweet release, for our Jesus to come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound, 1,000 years we'll have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Two phases of the coming of the Lord, the rapture and the revelation. One is when he comes for his saints, where we meet him in the air and the trump of God sounds. The other one, 7 years later, when he returns with white horses and the saints of God, the armies of God riding on those, and he comes back to the earth to have victory and then to set up his Father's throne in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. He's going to rule and reign on his father David's throne. 1 Corinthians 13:1 is our precious promise today. Paul said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. But charity is the most important thing. The little song says, have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. If you want to know where it tells you, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You'll find where it tells you about charity. Let's pray today. Father, we thank you today that we can have charity along with speaking with the tongues of men and of angels. Lord, we're thankful today that we can have a greater testimony and not be a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. We're thankful today, Lord, because we can seek you while you may be found and we can call on you while you're near. We're glad, Lord, for each one that worships with us each day or at least as often as they can. Some, Lord, in this congregation never miss a broadcast. And I'm thankful today for the goodness of God and their longevity and their faithfulness. And I thank you, Lord, for helping us with our expenses so we can keep coming. It takes a lot of money, Lord, and a lot of time. But I'm thankful, Lord, that you supply the time and you supply the money. And I just pray for each one, Lord, that's out there that needs a special touch from God today. You'll minister to them. Most of all, Lord, speak to those that are unsaved. May something be said or a song sung in this broadcast today would speak to some heart, Lord, and someone would find you as his or her Savior. Use this service for the glory of God. Lift us up and encourage us, we pray, and we'll give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise him with us now. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. All right, sing it now. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Yes, and we believe he is the Almighty. I'll give you some contact information at the end of the broadcast today, so please be ready to take it down and let us know you're there. If you have a song or prayer request, be sure to send them to us. And after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you had something you'd like to share with the power of Pentecost to help us keep coming to you, it would be appreciated. And if you don't want to send a check, or you can send the check, or you can go to the website, www.pentecostalradio.org, and you can click donate on the front page and follow the prompts. It is a safe, free transaction. You don't even have to buy a postage stamp. All right, what a wonderful God to know. While stormy waters of life are raging, and their battles that trouble my soul, I face the tempter with my Jesus. He gives me courage to meet the foe. He stands by me when I trust him, and he will keep me from harm and woe. And he'll stand by you, he'll give you comfort, for he's a wonderful God to know. He's a wonderful God to know. He's a wonderful God to know. He'll stand by you and give you comfort, for he's a wonderful God to know. Well, he's the God that took care of Daniel when in the den of lions were thrown. And he took care of little David when all he had was a little stone. The Hebrew children did not worry when the fiery furnace they were thrown. Their thoughts while walking down in that fire, oh, he's a wonderful God to know. Sing it now. Oh, he's a wonderful God to know. He's a wonderful God to know. He'll stand by you and give you comfort. Oh, he's a wonderful God to know. And I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and we're here weekdays at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. The mailing address, The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And once again, on that website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online to hear the service. Click donate on the front page to make a contribution with your debit or credit card. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Oh, he's a wonderful God to
to know.
He's a wonderful God to know.